Hi, is this Cruz?
Hey, Trevor, how's it going?
Really good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for having me.
Ah, anytime, man. It's been way too long.
That's for sure.
Man, this new tune you got going on, Where I Go to Come Back, great stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries.
We've been pretty excited about it. That song came out a couple 5 weeks ago now, but we recorded it before all this pandemic thing happened, but it sure seems to fit the world that we're living in.
It really does, and it's got like a nostalgic feel to it.
Well, thank you.
Now, what's the story behind the song, Trevor?
Oh, this is a song written by Dustin Lynch and Steve Bogart, and you might be familiar with those names. But Steve Bogart has written over a dozen number one hits for people like Dierks Bentley and George Strait and Reba McEntire. Dustin Lynch is doing his thing in the country world and has his hits, and he's also a great writer. And so this is actually the title track to my record, and when I was searching through the songs to choose to record, this one just stuck out to me, and it just was one of those feel good, make you think about where you came from and give you perspective into where you're going in life. And we would have never anticipated that this song would have meant so much, you know, especially in this pandemic era. And it just felt like the right thing to do to release it here.
Mm-hmm. And seeing that it had a really big jump on the charts. It jumped 30 spots?
It did.
Congrats on that.
We cracked the top 100 and went right up to number 74 there. So it was like, holy cow, we're gaining momentum.
Love it. Congrats on that, brother. Now, with the pandemic and everything going on, we haven't chatted in a while. How you been doing? How you been handling everything?
Well, you know, it's just like every other artist in the industry, we just kind of had a total annihilation of our calendar, and it just, you had to find something else to do to keep the wolves away from the door. So I grew up on a farm. I got my little guy right here. We're watching him this morning on a snow day.
That's awesome.
Sorry about that. But he just took a tumble off a little step, so he's got a sore foot.
Oh.
But he's okay now.
Nothing broken?
Nothing broken.
That's
you okay,
good.
Okay, Nash? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All good stuff.
he's gonna be two in December.
Oh, but, I love that age.
Yeah. So this guy right here has brought us a lot of joy and kept our sanity through everything, right, buddy?
Yeah.
And he just, man, kids are just a miracle. And we're just so lucky to have him keeping us sane, like I said. But I got to go farm and cruise, and that was my second love in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up on a farm, I have some friends that usually have me come out during harvest so that I can just kind of stick to my roots a little bit and hop on the combine and hang out for a bit. But this year, because of what's going on, they said, well, why don't you come out and do some spring work with us? And so it basically never stopped the whole year from the 1st of May right until the couple days before Thanksgiving. We were going pretty hard all year.
Wow, so you, no slowing down for you at all?
No slowing down at all. No, and then so we had a rain afternoon, and I got all my ducks in a row, and we put the song out and, you know, tried to do a couple Facebook or social media posts here and there just to let everybody know we haven't disappeared entirely. But
yeah,
now that harvest is over, we can kind of get back to, you know, pushing the song the way that we need to be doing, and Bob Martin was doing a good job for us tracking it. So it's we've actually just before it snowed here, I don't know how the weather is over there, but we just had a pretty good dump, but we just finished the last scene of our music video for this song, so we're pretty excited to get that all edited up and get that out in the next week or so.
Oh, sweet. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
So
there'll be definitely a combine in there involved with this video.
I bet there will be. Now, fall, winter, what do you got in the works?
you know, now that we're off the, you know, out of the field and everything's winterized, what I'm going to be doing is just working on figuring out the postponement dates for all of the shows that got postponed, right? So just going back to all these vendors that had us lined up and just figuring out dates and redoing a bunch of contracts and you know, touching up with the website and keep sharpening the blade. We got a new show that we've kind of got in the chamber that we've been working on, so we could get the band together in a safe way. Mm-hmm. We're all we actually basically live around each other, so we're actually fortunate to be cohorts, so we can kind of hang out in a setting together and be fine. So we'll be sharpening the blade with the music and just kind of getting through the winter and we got a new edition coming in December. So,
well, fantastic.
We'll be busy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you slowed down any.
Well, thank goodness for our friends at the farm that have given me that chance to put in the hours to help keep it going. That sure is between our family and the farm, that's what's kept us going, that's for sure.
Now with this new tune, Where I Go to Come Back, where can fans get the song?
They can get it on whatever digital source that they have at their call. They got iTunes, Spotify, every possible way to get it on digital.
Well, fantastic. Trevor, thank you so much for calling in today, brother. I hope you and your family stay safe, and when this all lets up and things get back to normal, I would love to have you back on the East Coast again.
We'll be definitely coming out there again soon, and I appreciate the invite, and thanks for always making me feel welcome.
Man, my studio door's always open for you, and my phone line's always open for you.
You're off my country world, buddy.
Take care, brother.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.